now we present to you Radio Dead Air Political Crosswire with your host, Howard Cosell.
Good evening, this is Howard Cosell. This week on Crosswire, we'll take a look ahead to this week's Super Tuesday primaries, where over 20 states will hold their votes to decide which candidates will face off for the White House. Joining me tonight are my panelists. From the left, Professor Stephen Hawking, one of the most revolutionary names in science today, and currently recovering from massive head injury. Good evening, Stephen.
That's cold, Howard. That's just cold. Why you gotta be rubbing that shit in, huh?
Stephen, you are having a conversation with Satan, and he pushed you down the stairs. What did you expect him to do? Give you a goddamn lollipop?
Laugh it up. I'll have you know I've made some significant modifications to my transport to ensure such an event never happens again. I'm stacking and packing now, bitches.
Steven, you look like you were gang raped by a Radio Shack.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Mr. 50 Caliber didn't hear you.
Yes, well, also joining us tonight, on the right, is Dr. Bruce Banner, expert in gamma radiation and our resident aficionado of conservative culture.
Vagina!
Hulk, we know you're not gay, damn it. Do you have to keep screaming vagina at the top of your lungs?
Just so everyone is on same page, which is not gay page. Where Hulk is it? Hulk here, gay there. Not gay.
All right. Let's just get to the discussion. Both Edwards and Rudy Giuliani have dropped out of the race, winnowing the field considerably in their wake. Let's start with you, Stephen. The race is down to Clinton and Obama, and the polls put them in a statistical dead heat. With Edwards now on the sidelines, where do you see his supporters turning?
Excellent question, Howard. It's all a matter of uncertainty. In physics, locating a particle in a small region makes the momentum of the particle uncertain. Conversely, measuring the momentum of a particle precisely makes the position uncertain. It's quite similar in politics. Locating a voter in a small region makes their preference uncertain, and measuring their preference makes locating a voter impossible.
In layman's terms, Stephen.
It means don't nobody know shit right now, that's what it means. The polls in this primary season have been about as relevant to the election as sobriety is relevant to Lindsay Lohan. Twice the polls have put Obama ahead in Nevada and New Hampshire. The poll results were so incoherent they might as well have been dictated by Helen Keller.
Interesting. So what about Super Tuesday? California is a hotly contested state, with both Clinton and Obama placing a large focus on that race. What's your analysis?
Well, Obama has perceived a threat to his chances in California. That's why this week he dispatched Oprah to demand the state's unconditional surrender. However, everyone immediately found keys to a brand new hybrid under their seats, so it's likely that strategy could pay off.
Well, the pundits have been clamoring over the significance of tomorrow's vote, but it's unlikely either candidate will earn enough delegates for a clear victory. What's the true significance of Super Tuesday for the Democratic side?
Well, Howard, when the end of the day comes, it'll be all about one candidate being able to look at the results, turn to their opponent and say, I am a butt.
Excuse me?
I am a butt. I am a giant butt with a giant butthole. Look at me, the giant butt. And when I talk, I make farty fart noises because that is the sound of a butt. And you learn to like a bugger. Stop playing with my keypad, you fucker.
Steven, are you all right?
Ha ha! He said he was a butt! Robot Man said it! Robot Man is a butt with a butthole mouth! Ha ha ha!
All right, monkey boy, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, he got pushed down the stairs, I'm going to fuck with him. But being that this is a Spengler Neutron Wand, the most powerful portable nuclear ordnance in the world and could blow your penis clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, punk?
Hey, you keep your nuclear wand away from Hulk! Not gay! Not gay!
Both of you, stop it. What do I look like, your mother?
No, you look like California Raisin. Am Hulk right? What do Hulk win?
my foot up your ass in 10 seconds if you don't knock it off.
That not sound like very good prize to Hulk. Hulk got Thor foot up Hulk ass one time and wow, shoes from Asgard are really pointy.
Hulk, why don't we get to why you're actually here tonight?
Because Betty kicked Hulk out of house again? Look, it was honest mistake. It was dark and Hulk not see well. And when she say, wrong hole, Hulk stop
Hulk,
and-
Hulk. First off, no. Second off, my God, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little. No, you gigantic jackass. I'm talking about the primary.
Oh, okay, Howard, fire away.
Don't tempt me.
Me either. Look, we're discussing Super Tuesday. On the Republican side, it's come down to Romney, McCain, and Huckabee, with McCain coming out very far ahead to date, despite Romney's massive spending on his campaign. What's your take on the race?
Well, right now, McCain is proving he is strongest one there is among the voters. He continued to appeal to moderates and independents, whereas Huckabee and Romney are trying to play to conservative base. And this provides McCain with a very significant advantage.
That he has the ability to reach more voters across the political spectrum.
No, that McCain is making conservative heads explode. McCain is socially moderate and willing to work with other party to accomplish long-term goals for country. This driving conservatives absolutely insane. Don't believe Hulk? Here, Hulk have clip. Ann Coulter has gone nanners.
Would you vote for Hillary Clinton?
Yes!
You would actually go into a voting booth.
If it's close and the candidate is John McCain, because John McCain is not only bad for Republicanism, which he definitely is, he is bad
right,
for the
country.
See? McCain has power to melt brains of Republican base. McCain? McCain make Hulk scared, Howard.
I'm sure going wee-wee in a strange place make Hulk scared, but for once, you actually seem to have a point. But it should be noted that all three Republican candidates are desperately trying to portray themselves as the heir to the legacy of Ronald Reagan in the debates. How do you see that impacting the primaries?
Oh, Ronald Reagan. Hulk love Reagan. Hulk loves Star Wars and jelly beans and all movies he do with monkeys. Reagan make Hulk feel safe and warm because Reagan smashed commies and...
Ooh.
What that... What that noise?
What's in the...
Ooh, well, hello.
It appears to be the ghost of Ronald Reagan.
Holy Cold War!
Well, yes, I am. Hello, Howard. I'd like to say, Nancy and I were big fans of yours. We loved watching you on Saturday Night Live.
I was never on... Never mind. Mr. President, good evening. Sir, might I ask, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, all this talk about me during the campaign has summoned my spirit from beyond.
Ronald Reagan! And Ronald Reagan! Oh God, Mr. Ronald! Mr. Ronald! Say, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall!
Well, I don't know.
Please! Hulk, be your best friend!
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
He said it! He said it! Oh, God! Oh, wowie!
Hulk, try not to piss yourself. You're likely to flood the studio. Mr. President, is there something we can do for you tonight, sir?
Well, yes, there is. I've decided the only way I'll get any kind of peace until this is all over is if I endorse a candidate.
And you've come here to do that.
Oh, well, yes, Howard, I have. And, the candidate I choose is, Oh, my. Oh, mommy. Oh.
Back off, man. I'm a liberal.
No, Reagan! What robot man do to Reagan? Where did Reagan go? Come back, Reagan! Come back to Hulk!
Well, I think that's about all the time we have for tonight. For myself and my guests, this is Howard Cosell, hoping that the nearest available bar has a happy hour. Good night.
Robot Man, give Reagan back!
I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that.
Do it now, or Hulk will smash!
Try me, Giganter. I'll tie your nuts in a clover hitch.
Reagan, please come back. Please love Hulk.